Well, here comes a story that would stretch belief even if you saw it at the movies. A rogue official at the Pentagon hires a group of contractors in Afghanistan and Pakistan, civilians that would be, and deploys them to spy on insurgents and in some cases kill them. Yet, according to this morning's New York Times, it is true. The official, Michael Furlong, reportedly referred to the group as his own team of Jason Bournes. Mark Mazzetti, correspondent for our partner, The New York Times, broke the story in this morning's paper. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning.
And where are you talking to us from, Mark?
I'm in New York today.
Ah, okay. Well, let's talk about this story. It is absolutely fascinating. Tell us first about Michael Furlong. He's the guy under criminal investigation, right?
Yeah, Mr. Furlong is a retired Air Force officer who now works as a civilian for the Air Force in the world of psychological operations, which is what the military calls for the use of information in warfare, using the enemy, using operations of deception and that type of thing. And
that's the famous PSYOPs, right?
That's PSYOPs, correct. And he's based in San Antonio at Lackland Air Force Base. But he spent a fair amount of time in the last couple of years in Afghanistan working for top commanders there. What he was doing, we're still trying to get to the bottom of. But what we report in today's paper is that he used a pool of money, maybe around $20 million to hire private contractors to do intelligence gathering around Afghanistan and Pakistan.
For the purpose of getting rid of insurgents, correct?
Yeah, it would be helping the military track down insurgents, get an better understanding of insurgent networks, and then, as we understand it, the information that was then fed to military operators, and in some cases, it was acted on.
So let's talk about why this is a bad thing, why it's against the law. These guys he was, Mr. Furlong, allegedly, totally off the reservation on this, correct?
Well, it's unclear, actually, whether he was a rogue, whether he had approval from commanders, whether he had approval from some commanders. That's, I think, not clear. And in the story, we're careful to say that while a lot of what seemed to have done seemed out there, it is not clear whether it was totally without approval.
So is this not against the law, however?
Well, the military operates under fairly strict rules when it comes to fusion intelligence gathering. The military can't just go out and pose as spies because there's a clear line between military and intelligence organizations. The CIA goes undercover. They operate as spies. What they do is deniable by the U.S. government. The military operates under much stricter rules. You can't deny the military actions. If a member of the military is captured, the United States just doesn't let the person stop in prison. The United States gets them back. They operate under the Geneva Convention. Now, when these lines blur, this concerns people in the military because their people could be treated as spies. So, in short, it's murky. However, a lot of what Mr. Furlong seemed to have set up may have crossed some legal boundaries.
And one of the names that pops up in this story is the former head of CNN, Eason Jordan. He thought he was setting up a legitimate a website to provide information, correct?
Correct. Eason Jordan and his partner, a writer named Robert Young Pelton, approached military officials in Afghanistan in 2008 to set up a public website, public but in the sense that the U.S. government would be a client. They would pay Mr. Jordan and Mr. Pelton to gather what they called atmospheric information around Afghanistan. In other words, go around Afghanistan and find out who the power brokers are, find out who the important tribal leaders are, get critical information about how the country works, because the American military is always complaining that they don't understand how Afghanistan works. So Mr. Pelton and Mr. Jordan thought they could make some money by providing this to the military.
This operation, you report, has now been shut down, correct?
It is our understanding that, yes, Mr. Furlong's operations have been shut down. He is under investigation, although we are still trying to get to the bottom of just how expensive all this was.
Where did the money come from?
As we understand it, there was a pool of money that was given to Mr. Furlong to oversee. And this was money from, actually, an organization called the Joint IED Defeat Organization. It is the organization in the military used to counter roadside bombs. And so this organization has a lot of money to give to contractors, to give to other places in the government, to try to figure out how to deal with this threat. And it's our understanding that this money came from that organization because Mr. Furlong convinced them that this sort of atmospheric intelligence gathering, this better understanding of Afghanistan, would allow the military to deal with threats like side bombs. So it was from it was a pool of money from the military that Mr. Furlong oversaw.
And I want to just read one quote from your article in the New York Times today. You quote one American government official as saying, quote, "While no legitimate intelligence operations got screwed up, it is generally a bad idea to have freelancers running around a war zone pretending to be James Bond." Mark Mazzetti from the New York Times, thanks for this. You and Dexter Filkins, this extraordinary story in today's New York Times. John?
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.